was just making the point that it seems, you know, even though, you know, it's early on in the season, there seems to be like a nice bit of chemistry that that you have with Patrick Laine. You know, as you went from Philadelphia to Columbus, did you have in your mind that, you know what, I can really set something up special here playing with Patrick Laine? What were your expectations going into Columbus?
Well, obviously, I don't think that was only my expectations, but I think everybody else around the league that understands hockey and kind of watch hockey, that that was one of the probably main reason why I got traded. It was because of Patty. And obviously, we knew we were going to be playing together. And, you know, we obviously not getting too much on a scoreboard as of yet. But I think every game has been better and better. And Patty, is, as far as I know, I think he had like 15 shots last game. And it's just about the time when it's going to start going in. But I think we surprised a lot of people. We played pretty good defensively as well. So we didn't get scored on this year. I don't think 5-on-5. And you know, just about the time when the goal is going to start piling in.
Yeah, you know, it's a this is a team that works hard. This is a team that has a lot of skill attached to it. It's a team that has some young players, whether it's Igor Chinnikov, whether it's Cole Sillinger, Jack Roslovic's only 24 years old. But I am curious about playing with Patrick Laine. He's one of the most unique players in the NHL. I don't think you get your due for being one of the best playmakers in the NHL. But when you're looking to set up Patrick Laine, like, what are you looking for? How do you play with this guy?
It's just about the good timing. You know what I mean? When you enter in the zone, you kind of discuss where it's going to be the best for him to open up for obviously that shot. So every time I enter the zone, I kind of look for him because you know, he's one of the pure scorers in the league, and his shot, you know, even in practice, it's real special. So I gotta use it as much as I can, and I'm sure he has a new jump to him as well. That he looks confident on the ice. He's strong in the battles, and he's playing good hockey so far. So I'm glad if I help him, I could help him this way, and I'm pretty demanding on everybody, and that counts for Patty as well. And I'm demanding to myself, and I think that's what's been missing.
You know, one of the things about Patrick Laine, we'll move off the Laine discussion and get to some other things here, but one thing that I've always been impressed by when it comes to Laine is nobody scores from farther distance consistently than Patrick Laine. Like, there's some guys that need to get in that home plate area. Vlad Tarasenko is a good example. Like, he will not shoot the puck until he's in that home plate area. But when he gets there, he's firing it. But as far as Laine goes, like, he can score from far away. It doesn't matter to him. Like, when you're playing with Laine, does it matter to you when you get him the puck? Because some guys want it in the home plate area. Some guys want it closer to the net. But with Laine, it seems he wants the puck whenever you can get it to him.
Yeah, of course, you know, in the ozone, you know, like I said, every time I cross the blue line, I kind of have an idea where he's at, because as soon as he's open, you know, that puck's coming to him, and because with his wrist shot and a slap shot, it's so lethal. It's just natural like that, and especially with Blue Jenner on the line as well, he's always around the net, and I think that's how you become a good line. That you just click. In the old zones on the ice, and kind of find that chemistry, when to open up, when to drive the net, and kind of. I think last 2-3 games, we've been two games especially. I think we've been really strong. Just about the time when the goals are gonna start coming in a bigger portion.
With Jacob Voracek of the Columbus Blue Jackets, you know, one of the great stories coming out of training camp for your team, and there were a couple of them, was Cole Sillinger, 18-year-old, makes a team out of camp. Who knows what the future is this year or subsequent years for Cole Sillinger. But what are your thoughts on this 18-year-old player drafted 12th overall making the team right out of camp?
Well, he deserved it. He earned it. Obviously, he was on a verge of making it or not making it, you know, like every other young kid. But, you know, he was put in a spot to play a lot of minutes in the training camp, deservedly so. And he took that opportunity and really showed it. And he keeps showing it in the games that, you know, it's going to be a really tough decision for Columbus to do anything else and keep him after nine games. So, you know, he's been a really, really big part of our team. And I was saying earlier in a training camp when I was in line with him that, you know, obviously in these days, all the young guys can skate, right? They are physically, they are prepared more than we were, you know, 10, 13 years ago. They are ready to play since 18 years old physically. And what is really good about him is his hockey IQ, that he's really good in his own zone. He's and he's strong on a puck as well. So I think that's what's going to help him to stay here in the NHL since he's 18. And, you know, he's a great kid as well. So, you know, kudos to him. And, you know, hopefully he keeps getting better.
You know, this is your second tour with the Columbus Blue Jackets. They drafted you in 2007, seventh overall. You go to Philadelphia, and now you're back. I know that a lot of new faces, or different faces rather, in Columbus since when you were last there in 2011. How's it different? How's it the same? And what's it like being back in Columbus?
Well, I feel like all my ex-teammates moved to the different spot of the organization. You know, Nasher is in the front office.
Yeah.
Derek Dorstad, he's the player development coach. Jared Ball is the assistant coach. So that's kind of funny. And, you know, but it's like the trainers are the same. So we kind of get the same vibe. But anytime you go to the new team with a, when you barely know anyone, it's a completely new experience for you. And it was for me, but, you know, it helped me a lot that I knew the city of Columbus and everybody around. And so it was kind of easy transition. And, you know, me and my family are happy here. And, you know, we just focusing on hockey and, you know, win as many games as possible. But it's been great. So fun.
So you change teams, but you stay in the same division. You don't play the Philadelphia Flyers, and that'll be in Philadelphia until January the 20th. I'm not sure if you've let yourself think that far, you know, ahead on the schedule, but what's it going to be like playing against the Philadelphia Flyers for the first time?
I'm sure it's going to be weird. You know, I've been there for 10 years. That's a long time. And if you spend a decade on one team, you create a lot of memories and, you know, lifelong friends, my teammates that I've been playing with for 10 years as G and Coos and some other guys. And, you know, obviously it's going to be interesting. But, you know, I knew exactly as soon as the schedule came up when we got to play in Philly. So you were right on that. I looked at it right away.
If you can share a thought or two, you mentioned Claude Giroux there a couple of seconds ago. Can you share a thought or two on what he's like to play with?
Well, he's fun. We are both really competitive guys. So, you know, we were really hard on each other in a good way. Sometimes I'm sure for some of the other guys, they were like looking at us like, oh, what's going on here? Like, we almost got in a fight a few times. But it was always in a good spirit. It was mostly about the power play and how to run the power play and what to do on the power play. When either me or him weren't sharp enough, we let each other know. So, you know, we always kept the high standards and we put a lot of pressure on ourselves. And I think that's one of the reasons why me and him were successful in Philly this way. So, you know, we always wanted to what was best for the team, but you know, unfortunately, we couldn't get it done. But you know, like I said, I was saying that teammates come and go, and friends stay forever. So I'll stick with that.
You know, in your time with the Philadelphia Flyers, you went through, there were a few coaches that came through. You got there, it was Peter Laviolette, and then it was Craig Berube, and then it was Dave Hakstol. And by the time you finished up with Philadelphia, it was Alain Vigneault. Which coach do you think you clicked with the best of all of those gentlemen?
Lavi was really good to me. You know, he's a really good coach. I was young, you know, I just got traded. I started playing about 12, 13 minutes a night. And, you know, when the Ags got hurt back 10 years ago, then I started playing more and more. So, Lavi was good, but I think if I should say the best coach, I really like Chief, you know, Greg Berube. I think he was a great coach. He's a great guy as well. And, unfortunately he was with us for not even full 2 years. So, you know, it is what it is. But I think he was the best.
I want to end and get your thoughts on one of your netminders. I really hope that Alvis Merzlikins wins the Vezina Trophy this year. Like, there's a lot of good goaltenders in the NHL, but emotionally, like, I really want Merzlikins to win the Vezina. I mean, I want everybody to do well, but I really want him to win the goaltender of the year. Do you have a thought on playing in front of Alvis Merzlikins?
Well, he's been outstanding in every game that he played it. Absolutely outstanding. That he just makes the key saves in a key moment. He's, you know, the feeling if you kind of collapse in your own zone, that you know, he's always there. And he's the reason why we won those games, because you know, he's he won us those games. Like, there's nothing else I can say about it. He was unbelievable. Like, just like I said, those key moves, key saves, and a key part of the game was just amazing. And you know, hopefully he's going to be able to sustain that, because we have a good chance to make a push for the playoffs, obviously. And he's been great so far. So you know, interesting guy in a great way, really open, which I like. And you know, hopefully he's going to keep going.